Hello, and welcome to this special Christmas episode of Anime Audio Commentary. Today I'll be commenting on episode 13 of Toradora. If you'd like to watch along, then start watching now. So it seems like things are really getting serious now. It seems like we might finally be reaching the conclusion of this whole little story arc that's been going on, complete with Taiga being the hero, and man, it really seems like things are starting to get a little bit out of control here, because Minori's not showing up, and one would think she would be there. And at the same time, it seems like Taiga's dad hasn't shown up like he said he would. It's very clear that something scummy is going on here, but what precisely is not readily apparent. Man, so here's an interesting little bit. Ryuji is actually somewhat fashion conscious, and everyone sort of writes it off as creepy. One would think that the fact that he has an interest like that, for want of a better term, would sort of humanize him in the minds of other people, so that they don't view him as merely a delinquent. You know, this really does remind me about the whole trope of somewhat absent parents not showing up to the school play. Albeit, this is a bit different. You know, it seems to be hitting the same sort of story beats. Man, this whole thing really is bothering Taiga more than she's letting on. Because she was supposedly very excited to be the lead, but, you know, she doesn't really seem into getting all the makeup and everything. Man, I feel like Ryuji's making a big risk here by hoping on this guy. You know, I'm wondering if this wrestling show is going to erupt into some sort of violence if something goes south. Because I feel like given how Taiga doesn't really care to restrain herself from hauling off and kicking a guy below the belt, it seems to me that some actual violence wouldn't be out of the question here. So I find it interesting that even despite being the villain, Ami is sort of taking over duties as the master of ceremonies. You know, I guess she has the charisma for this whole thing. So it seems like this isn't actually the wrestling show, but some sort of a student-organized thing to vote on which class did the best here. And if I recall correctly, Class 2C is the only one that did something that wasn't a cosplay cafe. So I feel like, by default, that should put them pretty far ahead. Just by virtue of sheer novelty. Oh dear. Yep. It seems like Ryuji's trust was entirely misplaced. You know, her father doesn't even have the common courtesy to sort of deliver the bad news himself, and he has to use Ryuji as an intermediary. At least Ryuji has the good grace here to sort of realize that he's been played for a fool. Oh dear. So I guess the question is, where do things go from here? Obviously, Ryuji is going to have to do something. You know, just sitting on this knowledge isn't an option, but at the same time, he's going to have to be superlatively tactful if he doesn't want to cause some sort of a scene. Personally, I'd imagine not causing a scene is kind of out of the question, knowing how people are. So I feel like, one way or another, the news is going to get broken at the absolute worst moment, and it's going to cause some sort of havoc. I suppose matters aren't helped by the way Taiga is dressing in unusually feminine attire. You know, to the point where everyone doesn't really recognize her because of the abrupt change in demeanor. Uh-oh. Oh, here we go. Ami, even if she doesn't know what she's doing, is about to instigate something really bad. So not only does Taiga find out the hard way, everybody else finds out too. And that's probably the worst outcome. Oh dear. Yep, I guess peace was never really an option. Wow, Ryuji, really taking one for the team, you're just clapping. That, like, crowds are weird, man. You know, you have to reach, like, a critical mass before everybody else starts clapping, too. I guess, in part, it's his reputation as a delinquent that sort of encourages everyone else. If not, because he's a thug and even he likes this, so everyone claps. Or, you know, because they might be intimidated if they don't. I'm wondering what precisely was the impetus behind this. Is she trying to save face here? You know, this all seems fairly uncharacteristic. Sort of, making a big outburst like that and, showing off her small stature as a talent when it's normally something she's so peevish about normally. Well, I guess props to her for putting on a brave face. So seemingly against all odds, Taiga did in fact manage to win the competition, which I guess in retrospect was sort of like a beauty pageant slash talent competition. But if I were her, I would be thinking something along the lines of, you know, surely I just won out of pity. You know, if everybody treats me as a pariah and suddenly I'm winning this competition, it can't be because of merit. Alright, so I'm wondering, seeing as how they're sort of setting this up as like a new guys competition, I feel like through some contrived purpose, Ryuji is going to somehow win and sort of, I guess, get paired up with her in a really contrived kind of way. It's an interesting development, to be sure, seeing as how it seems like something that had just sort of come up out of nowhere. So, you know, Ryuji has a good motive here. You know, he wants to be there for Taiga, especially because her father essentially refuses to be. And at least right now, it doesn't seem like it's romantically motivated. It's more out of duty and friendship than love. Well, I guess it is love in a sense, but not romantic love. So it's mostly an athletic competition, and, you know, we haven't seen Ryuji be especially athletic, but I don't know, he doesn't strike me as totally non-athletic either. Well, he seems to be living up to his reputation somewhat, just throwing that guy to the ground. I imagine that'll work in his favor significantly. And he's too powerful, even though everybody's sort of blocked up in the alleyway, you know, he just runs right over the top of them. Literally cannot be stopped. So I guess, now I'm wondering, if he doesn't win, could it perhaps be Kitamura? I don't know, I take that back. I was going to say, wouldn't it be interesting if Kitamura somehow squeaked out a win, but he's not competing. So it seems like I was kind of right initially. You know, Ryuji is unwilling to compromise on this issue. Alright. So it seems like Minori is not willing, I guess, to trust Ryuji, at least through her actions. I'm wondering if she's doing this as a way to demonstrate that, you know, like, Ryuji, come on, if you can't be better than me, you don't deserve to have anything to do with Taiga. If that's sort of the kind of message she's sending. Alright, well, obviously this isn't going to stay. No douchebag track team is going to win this race. I like how, despite being a guy's race, suddenly Minori gets involved, so I guess all sorts of cheating is open game now. Like, I'd imagine taking a baseball to the back of the head would kill you. I mean, at this point, it seems to me like it's less of a race than it is a brawl. Props to Minori, at least, for taking out the competition. Ah, Ryuji can't stop himself. He has to do the honorable thing. Yep, they both have to cross the finish line together. That's the only way that would make things right. So, Ryuji's never really apologized, but I guess this is sort of tantamount to an apology, seeing as how they're working towards the same ends. So, we never really get to see the wrestling show with Taiga as the lead, and I'm guessing that's just sort of going to be taken as, like, a loose end. Like, it happened, but we didn't need to see it because it wasn't really important. I think that's a bit of a shame in a way, but I can understand why it wouldn't be shown. You know, it would just be going through the same story beats, but with the characters reversed. Man, so Kitamura's been working this whole time. It's nice that he finally gets a break. Although I'm wondering what precisely the deal is with the president, because she seemed kind of airheaded and really disorganized before, so that she's willing to take responsibility, I guess, sheds some credibility to her in that she doesn't have the position unmerited. Man, it almost seems like Minori is trying to play up Ryuji's involvement to make him look good. Well, that's an interesting angle. I'd imagine she wouldn't be so unaware as to not try and play wing girl here. Alright, so we're finally learning why precisely Minori is so, I guess, strong feeling about the whole thing. She literally went through what Ryuji did, she fell for it and everything. You know what? In a nice change of pace, they both apologize to each other. You know, I think that's probably the underrated approach. Because, like, thinking about it, neither of them was really wrong, but they both said stuff they probably shouldn't have. That they both acknowledged that they were at least partially in the wrong, I think speaks to how good they are as people, that they can self-reflect like that. It also seems like there's a little trouble in paradise, for want of a better term, in that Taiga doesn't really tell Minori about her family anymore. I'm wondering if that's because of Minori's intervention previously. I mean, it doesn't seem like there's any bad blood between them, but the way Minori said it seems to me that she's implying a bit of a strained relationship. So it seems like everybody's ultimately kind of getting what they want romantically. Taiga gets a nice firelit dance with Kitamura. Yuji makes up with Minori. Oh dear. You know, I spoke a little too soon there. Minori might be, torpedoing the whole idea of a relationship with Ryuji if she is in fact correct about her suspicions. So I guess ultimately, despite everything that went on, it seems like everything is returning to the status quo, and maybe even a little bit better than before. Alright, well that's it for this episode. If you've enjoyed it, then by all means, tune in for the next one. Merry Christmas, Space Cowboy.